Welcome to the National Botanic Gardens of Ireland. Set in the Dublin suburb of Glasnevin, the gardens were originally founded in 1795 on the site of a small Georgian estate. It opened its doors to the public in the 1800s under the ownership of the Royal Dublin Society. In 1878, the state took over the management of the gardens, and today, under the Office of Public Works, the gardens cover more than 20 hectares. While most people come to the gardens to enjoy a stroll among the beautiful plants and glasshouses, its roles in biodiversity conservation are far more extensive than might be first perceived. The primary role of the gardens is as a scientific collection of both living and dead plants. As part of the British Empire of the time, the Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin benefited from close ties to leading research gardens such as Kew and Edinburgh. As a result, it received plant specimens from around the world. The gardens house important collections of living plants, including over 300 endangered species from all corners of the world. Also in the collections are species which are now extinct in the wild and owe their continued existence to gardens such as this one in Glasnevin. Because it holds this wide range of named and labelled collections, it is a unique point of reference for gardeners, horticulturists and botanists. The beautiful palm house and the curvilinear range of glasshouses contain an astounding assortment of plants, from the succulent plants of the deserts to the bamboos and palms which are found in the tropical heat of the great palm house. You can pass through the famous collection of orchids and also through collections of carnivorous plants that make their meals of small insects trapped on their sticky leaves. There's a wide range of outdoor gardens, from the rose garden and rockery to the newly established native Irish garden. The vegetable garden contains herbs, numerous common and rare vegetables, and a variety of fruit trees. The alpine yard of plants shows an impressive range of species normally found on higher altitudes. This wide range of plants from diverse climatic regions of the world are enough to inspire any would-be gardener to see what they could achieve in their own gardens. A new purpose-built herbarium and library was opened in 1997. A herbarium is a collection of plants normally dried and mounted on paper. The herbarium at Glasnevin houses over 600,000 preserved plants from all over the world and includes a dedicated Irish section. It is not normally open to the public, but the collection is made available to researchers by prior appointment. Herbaria can give a record of the plants from a geographical area, but in addition, should a plant become extinct, herbaria can often hold the only record of a plant's original existence in an area. The Herbarium Glasnevin also houses a research laboratory where scientists work with the DNA from plants from all over the world, mapping out relationships between plants that are often not evident to the eye. DNA can also be extracted from dried plants, giving researchers valuable information about past populations. Other work carried out by the scientific researchers based in the gardens includes studies of Ireland's endangered species and descriptions of new species, thus increasing our knowledge of the flora worldwide. The horticultural school run by Chagas, the Irish Agriculture and Food Development Authority, is also based in the gardens. The gardens house Ireland's largest botanical research library, and researchers in the horticultural, botanical and historical fields can all gain access to it. The Botanic Gardens believe strongly in education and regularly holds lectures, tours and workshops which are available to the general public and are normally free. These highlight its conservation aims and increase the awareness of the general public of plants and their importance. If you visit the gardens, you will probably see squirrels running through the plants and trees. However, these are not the native red squirrels that once fed in the gardens, as they have been outcompeted by the alien invasive grey squirrels. Grey squirrels can eat unripened nuts, leaving none for the reds, and so have pushed the reds to a few strongholds west of the Shannon. The visitor centre, which opened in 2000, houses a restaurant, a lecture hall, and a display area, with exhibits relating to the history and purpose of the gardens. When you enter the gardens, you can avail of audio tours which allow visitors to take self-guiding tours through their own MP3 player, mobile phone or souvenir player. Enjoy!